Sharon, I wanted to ask you about one of the new ads that Harry's got on the desk here, and that concerns the VA hospitals. I'm pretty big on one that we have here, and I would like to hear a clarification of what your stand really is.
Well, I first of all, when we start talking about Harry Reid's ads, let's remember that a half-truth is no truth. And what you're finding in his ads are these half-truths. We were discussing, at the time that I made that remark, we were discussing Obamacare and Medicare and how Harry Reid had taken a half a trillion dollars out of Medicare right at the place where seniors have choices, Medicare Advantage, one of the programs that actually works. And I was talking about my father, who is 88 years old. He's on Medicare, he's on Social Security, and he is a veteran, not of just World War II, but also of the Korean War. He got a Purple Heart. He has served this country. And yet, he pays $800 a month in prescription drugs that are not covered by the VA and they're not covered by Medicare. And there's a lot of you that understand what I'm saying. And that was the context of those comments. I said that they could do a better job. That's all I said. The VA could do a better job for our veterans. And I believe that. I believe that our veterans fit in that A priority box. We should be supporting our military and their dependents. And our veterans, we should be supporting them. We owe them. And we should be supporting them. And of course, then he pulls out something that I said about my grandfather, and I'll clear this up at the same time. My grandfather didn't pay into Social Security. And so when they sent him his first Social Security check, he said, I'm not taking this. I don't need this check. I saved for my retirement.